This is your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM.
Welcome to The Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie.
Falcon 9 is in startup. LD is go for launch.
Launch director pull for launch. Just about 35 seconds from liftoff, all systems go. Range is green. Let's watch Transporter 11.
30 seconds. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. And liftoff Falcon 9. Go Transporter 11.
Vehicle's pitching downrange.
And we'll do chamber pressure nominal.
That was the thrilling sound of a Falcon 9 rocket lifting off from Vandenberg Space Force Base, carrying three Australian satellites to orbit. Ignition occurred at 4:56 on Saturday morning, Australian Eastern Standard Time. Here are some extracts from the SpaceX commentary.
Welcome to the webcast for the Transporter 11 mission, SpaceX's 80th launch of 2024. From Space Launch Complex 4 East at the Vandenberg Space Force Base, which is just a few hours north from us here in Hawthorne, California. Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in. My name is Shiva Bharadvaj. I'm a space operations engineer here at SpaceX, and I'm going to be your host today as we follow this Falcon 9 taking its 12th flight to space today. The Falcon 9 is going to be delivering more than 100 payloads into a sun-synchronous orbit for multiple customers. This launch marks our 11th dedicated SmallSat rideshare program launch. Since January 2021, our rideshare program has collectively taken nearly 1,000 satellites from more than 130 customers to various different destinations and orbits. And we are thrilled today to be sending 116 payloads on today's flight. That includes CubeSats, Microsats, and an orbital transfer vehicle, which is carrying 8 of those payloads, 5 of which will be deployed at a later time. Now, all of the spacecraft will separate from the second stage across 99 deployment events, scheduled to start around the T+54-minute mark and conclude at about 2.5 hours after liftoff. We are expecting to have telemetry for most of these deployment events, and we're going to be lighting our Merlin vacuum engine for a total of 4 times over the course of today's mission. We're currently working towards a launch at 11:56 a.m. Pacific time. Currently, the weather is green on the central coast of California, and the range is ready to support.
55 minutes after leaving California, Falcon 9's second stage had settled into a circular orbit of altitude 522 kilometers and a speed of 27,635 kilometers per hour.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Transporter 11 mission. We've had a great mission so far with an on-time liftoff at 11:56 a.m. Pacific time. We recovered our first stage for its 12th time, landing today at landing zone 4. Now coming up, we are about 10 seconds away from ignition of our Merlin vacuum engine for its second of 4 planned burns today. Going to be a quick burn, just about 3 seconds. Shortly after, we'll have payload deployment. And good confirmation of that second engine start number 2. So coming up next is payload deployment just a few minutes from now. As a reminder, we have 116 payloads on today's mission. Those are deployed in 2 different blocks of deployment events. So we're coming up on the first of those 2 blocks. We're expecting to have about 2/3 of our payload deployments happen around the T+ 54-minute mark. As a reminder, we are flying in a sun-synchronous orbit. So what that means is we're not flying along the equator. We're actually flying somewhat opposite to the equator, flying over the poles. It's not exactly a polar orbit. You have to be at a certain inclination, but the nice thing about a sun-synchronous orbit is that payloads deployed on this usually have very long dwell times in the sun, so they can see the sun for a long time, and that helps them power their systems through solar panels on board or for observations that they want to make about the Earth. So coming up about 30 seconds away from the first block of our payload deployments, again, about two-thirds of our deployments are happening during this first pass, and then we'll have a second block after two more Merlin vacuum burns later in the mission.
SpaceX wasted no time deploying the three Australian satellites. First to go, at 54 minutes after liftoff, was Waratah Seed 1, the University of New South Wales satellite.
GanderSat 1A deploy confirmed. Waratah Seed 1 deploy confirmed.
1 minute and 28 seconds later, the Kuava 2 satellite was ejected from its launch container.
Kuava 2 deploy confirmed.
1 minute and 25 seconds later, the South Australian satellite, Kanyini, joined the two New South Wales satellites in orbit.
Kanyini deploy confirmed.
Unfortunately, there was no clear video of these three deployments, although for two of them there was a momentary blip of light that you would have missed if you blinked. On last week's The Space Show, I said there would be about 40 satellites on this flight. In fact, there were 116. The error was because the manifest I referred to listed some multiple commercial satellites as one payload. Up in Sydney, Professor Eva Kearns of Sydney University said that both Waratah Seed 1 and Kuava 2 are both alive and well and communicating with his team. He added that the team's focus now shifts to commissioning the satellites and accomplishing active communications. He expects this process to take 1 month. And Kanyini is also reported as being alive. You may well remember that in December last year, a satellite from Melbourne University was launched into orbit. The satellite is called Spirit. This morning, the Space Show received this advice from the Spirit team member, Norman Space.
Newman Space and the University of Melbourne today announced successful completion of the first in a series of on-orbit tests of the Newman Drive, a novel electric propulsion system based on solid metal propellants and one of a number of Australian-made space technologies integrated onto Spirit nanosatellite launched in December last year. The Space Industry Responsive Intelligent Thermal Nanosatellite, or Spirit for short, mission was developed by a consortium led by the University of Melbourne in cooperation with the Italian Space Agency and with funding from the Australian Space Agency. Newman Space, an Australian-based space technology company focused on delivering superior mobility in space, and the developer of the Newman Drive, is one of the founding members of the consortium. This month, Spirit was able to demonstrate charging of the Newman Drive's power capacitors by the nanosatellite's solar panels and batteries and conduct several test firings, successfully demonstrating the ability to use molybdenum as a solid metallic propellant. The Newman Drive is an important new form of space propulsion available to spacecraft. It brings together the use of solid metal propellant with a simple design that enables mobility in space on demand, seamless integration into satellites, enhanced safety, and has created the unique capability of being able to be transported and stored with a full load of fuel. The Spirit nanosatellite has been operating in orbit approximately 500 kilometers above Earth since its launch on the 1st of December last year, during which time the consortium has worked to perform numerous diagnostic tests to validate the system's electronics, and in doing so, confirm the resilience of the Newman Drive to the challenging launch and orbital environments. A comprehensive Newman Drive testing campaign will continue for the remaining of the two-year Spirit mission, with the goal of establishing for the first time the long-term characterization of the system in orbit. University of Melbourne Professor Michelle Trenti, Spirit Mission Principal Investigator, said, The Spirit Mission Office is thrilled about the successful test fire of the Newman Drive, one of the major mission objectives. All Spirit payloads have now been operated in orbit. It's a fantastic achievement, given how hard space is and their experimental nature. We are very proud of the team and collaboration. Newman Space's Chief Executive Officer, Herve Astia, said, "There is nothing like proving what you can do in space. Demonstrating our technology in the space environment is not only rewarding, but important to delivering assurance and confidence to the global small satellite industry. We are pleased to be a part of Spirit and to collaborate with all of our partners to continue to prove the capability of the Newman Drive as part of our work towards delivering superior mobility in space." Head of the Australian Space Agency, Enrico Palermo, said, "Spirit is a showcase of Australian space innovation as illustrated by the successful on-orbit test of the Newman Drive. The agency congratulates Newman Space and the Spirit team on this milestone, and we're proud that our investment in this science mission continues to boost Australia's space heritage."
Last week, Melbourne University released an image of Uluru captured by Spirit. Although Uluru has been photographed from space many times, the university says that this has been the first time this significant landmark has been photographed from space with an Australian-made satellite and imaging system. The camera used was an off-the-shelf one of the type used in mobile phones, costing less than $50. Now, having been in orbit for 9 months, the lorry payload and its infrared visible light cameras continue to perform well in the challenging conditions of space. Now, all payloads aboard Spirit have been operated in orbit.